Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Insurance with the Janet Smart Agency. I'm your host today, Janet Smart. Today, I'm with Batesville's own Centennial Bank, Ricky Westbrook, and Adam Curtwright. Hello, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for being here. Ricky, will you tell me about your background with Centennial?
Sure. I have a background in management. I started with the bank in 2010, became a teller supervisor, and then a branch manager. And I run both branches, the retail side here in Batesville.
Sounds like you're busy. Okay, very good. Adam, so what do you do if Ricky's doing all this?
Does everything.
He does everything.
So I'm the vice president. Been with the bank for 18 years now. Started out as a part-time teller and just kind of worked my way up through different aspects of the bank and do loans and you can help with the market stuff now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, so today I would like to talk about health savings accounts, otherwise known as HSAs. With it being health insurance season, I'd love to get some information out to our listeners because they will be making changes in their plans, high deductibles, low deductibles. What do we do? How can people save money? Ricky, what is an HSA or a health savings account?
Well, a health savings account is, of course, a plan where you deposit money that is tax-free to be used for qualified medical expenses. To be qualified for an HSA, you have to have a high deductible health care plan. You're not covered under any other health insurance. You cannot be enrolled in Medicare, and you cannot be eligible. You're not eligible to be claimed as dependent on somebody else's tax return.
Very good. Okay. So my kids couldn't set up a health savings account. They pretty much have to pay their bills if they were on mine. But thank goodness they are old enough to be out of my household. Good deal. Okay. So what are the limits or what is the deductible for that high deductible plan?
The minimum deductible is $1,650 for self coverage and $3,300 for family coverage.
Okay, that's good. That doesn't sound like really high deductible plan. I know there's a lot out there where people think, you know, it has to be like a $10,000 type catastrophic. And so I really have found that that's very normal in a deductible period. So it's good to share that with our listeners. What are the contribution limits?
The contribution limits for a single coverage for the 2025 year are going to be $4,300 as a maximum, and then family coverage would be $8,550.
Great. Okay. How does the IRS even monitor these accounts to keep someone from using the account for non-qualified medical expenses, such as, you know, oh, heck, I need some gas?
The expenditures for an HSA account falls on the owner of the account. If you've mistakenly used HSA funds for not qualified expenses, you must repay the distribution amount back to your HSA before the filing deadline. By reimbursing your HSA, you can avoid the income tax and a 20% penalty for non-qualified distributions.
Yikes. Okay, so mark that card or that checking account. Do not use for anything but medical.
Now, the card won't let you use it for anything but medical. What the scene is, if you go to Walmart and you have several different things that you're trying to check out with and you swipe the card, if one of them was medicine, it's going to decline the transaction.
Interesting. Difficult times remind me to take stock of what's most important. That's why I'm here for you and your family to discuss your insurance options and help you select coverage. With over 14 years of experience as a farmer's agent, I take pride in being able to help you protect the things that matter most. Call me, Janet Smart, at 870-793-5757 to learn more.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
So you would have to divvy up your grocery basket to make sure you have what are qualified, such as Tylenol and bandages, things like that, versus accidentally putting a loaf of bread through there.
Right.
Gotcha. Good deal. That's very good information. So what happens to the money in the account at the end of the year?
Nothing. You get to roll it over. The money in an HSA stays in there until you've used it all or you turn 65, and then you can start using it for anything you want, but you do have to pay that the tax at the time on that.
Gotcha. So that is very interesting. That is very different from these flexible spending accounts that people have with group insurance that use it or lose it kind of setups. So I think that that is a better setup than people just, you know, trying to deduct it maybe from their taxes on their own. So that is perfect. Is there something that we haven't talked about that you'd want to share with our listeners that they need to know about HSAs? Beneficiaries maybe, or how, what happens with money if I were to pass away?
To set up an HSA, you do have to name beneficiaries for your account.
That's perfect. So if anything happens to me, my husband can then pay only his medical expenses. He can't take an all expense paid trip to Aruba. Okay, because, you know, I'm trying to fund that account. How can our listeners get in touch with you to find out more?
They can get in touch with me at Centennial Bank at the 870-307-6908. Or they can email me directly at rwestbrook@my100bank.com.
Awesome. And you're on the Harrison Street location. And then, Adam, if people want to come see your smiling face, they have to come over to Main Street.
Main Street.
Okay. But you're pretty much going to send them to Ricky because he does all this stuff. And he.
One other thing I might add that I think is really beneficial with the way our HSAs are set up is every time you swipe the card, you get an email, if you prefer to have it that way, of your receipt for that transaction, and it helps you keep your balance and everything. And then that way, when you get to your end of the year, you have a folder of everything you've spent on your HSA, but also kind of help keep track of some of those bills that you might have paid and you might need to go back and look at.
That's great. So people don't have to then call you and say, hey, I'm filing my taxes, I need another copy. You have it, but it's also there for them. Perfect. Well, that is wonderful information. I want to thank my listeners for taking the time to listen today, and I hope you've learned something new about HSAs. If you have any insurance needs, please contact the Janet Smart Agency at 870-793-5757 or stop by our location at 3242 Harrison Street, Batesville, next door to the Eagle Mountain Shopping Center. Janet Smart Agency, the smart choice for insurance.